want your soul.
We've all been there. You have just gone to a certain place at a certain time on a certain date, done a special thing, and the thing you suspected would happen has just happened. Not to mention the fact that you've just seen whatever it is that lives in that mirror, been told in detail how you're going to die, and the highly demonic and invincible thing you summoned is heading your way. Also, your family are all dead, and you're being framed by someone with access to your bedroom. What the fuck do you do now, sweet protagonist? Well, you've come to the right place to find out. These are the simple creepypasta rules one must follow in order to firstly not become a victim of creepypasta, and furthermore, to come out kicking if the worst does happen. With the help of this guide, you too can merely be a catatonic, traumatized wreck, as opposed to the guy currently being worn as a coat by some dude who roams a parking lot. Just keep these simple rules in mind. The Creepypasta Rules Survival Guide is as follows. Rule number 1. Mirrors and darkness don't mix. Rule number 2. Actually, mirrors are a general no in the creepypasta world. There is nothing more sinister. Rule number 3. There is zero chance of survival if you look at the thing that no one else can see, or answer its questions incorrectly. Rule number 4. If you are alone at night in a creepy mental institution, take some time to consider what the fuck you're doing there. Then, if it is appropriate and feasible to do so, leave. Rule number 5. Avoid going to places where everyone else who went there never came back or died inexplicably. Rule number 6. If someone stops your vehicle at night and asks to come with you, it would probably be in your best interest to politely decline. Rule number 7. Killing is the last method of survival. Use it sparingly, but without fear. Rule number 8. Who has a phone is always a good thing to ponder. Also, who the hell answers a phone while having sex with a dead person's sexy daughter? A creepy rapist, that's who. Rule number 9. Get a simple .38 revolver, load it with 2 silver bullets. If you really feel there's no chance to come out of a situation alive, take one shot at whatever it is that is threatening you. If this doesn't work, you still have the last shot to become a hero with. Rule number 10. Area 51 is simply too well guarded to let you in, or to let any alien out. Rule number 11. When going to a hotel, try to steer clear of unauthorized areas. If you couldn't resist, and you saw a red thing, take some time to consider the price range and hotel standard on your next visit. Have you ever stayed at a haunted Hilton? Neither have I. Rule number 12. When booking your hotel stay, TripAdvisor can be an invaluable tool in deeming whether your choice is the scene of a mass murder, full of dead people, or built at the mouth of hell. Local newspapers can also be helpful. Look at those. Rule number 13. Invoking demons, speaking weird languages, and performing rituals of any kind is considered dangerous. Refrain from doing that, especially around abandoned warehouses, churches, psychiatric institutions, the woods, and your house in front of a mirror at night. Rule number 14. When going to a new area, environmental understanding is key to survival. Ask around for cursed places, legends, dangers, and other details. Listen to the local people's advice, and don't be afraid to ask if you're unsure of which attacks or disappearances are paranormal, and which ones aren't. Rule number 15. Always have a Bible next to your bed. It provides average reading material, proof of beliefs, and a really heavy and effective object to throw at enemies. Rule number 16. Don't count on holy water. Get a sturdy vial of sulfuric acid and let a priest consecrate it. Rule number 17. Japanese priests cleanse rooms by waving katana swords around. Their ritual is 100% effective on corporal forms. Rule number 18. If you find 666 messages on your phone, mailbox, email, or anything else, consider changing your service provider. Also, don't bother to listen or read the messages either. It's spam, extra-dimensional, possibly, but spam nonetheless. Rule number 19. Old pharmaceutical companies can't help you, unless you specifically need blood of the innocent, snake oil, or radioactive syrup, which is never. Rule number 20. If you need to sign it in blood, you do not need to sign it. All mainstream governing bodies will accept contracts signed in ink. Bear this in mind if offered deals that seem too good to be true. Rule number 21. Lighthouses are dangerous. Avoid them at all costs. If you work at a lighthouse, consider a career in insurance sales or veterinary care. Have you ever read Three Skeleton Key? Rule number 22. There is simply no reason to listen to music that causes suicidal tendencies. Shut it off. Rule number 23. Or to watch films that have strange or disastrous consequences. Shut those off too. Rule number 24. If you like to plan ahead and have some money, buy your aunt and uncle a house in Bel Air. Nothing can harm you there, no matter how scared your mother is. And I'm pretty sure they have a Fresh Prince. Rule number 25. Secret, secluded, untouched places and old buildings are left untouched for a reason. Pioneers never say die, but in fact, they do have an unusually high mortality rate. Rule number 26. Before you start swimming in the ice-cold waters of a murky lake at the center of a dark forest at midnight, ask yourself, do you really want to travel to an ancient and terrifying city? If the answer is no, then stay home instead and watch whatever quality programming is available on HBO, which means big tits. Rule number 27. On your 33rd birthday, try celebrating in a well-lit house with the company of others. Rule number 28. Refrain from using the one true name for anything. There is probably a reason why people gave it a nickname. Rule number 29. Watching TV static for long periods may be hazardous to your health. Try satellite TV or Freeview to combat this problem. Netflix and internet streaming are also very effective. Rule number 30. Get a cat. Those furry little hairballs seem to perceive unnatural phenomena better than us, and if desperate, simply throw it at whatever it is about to get you. It's kind of hard to do that with a dog, but cats work great for throwing. Rule number 31. Safety in numbers. If you're getting a bit too freaked out, grab a few friends, any and all firearms, and avoid the area in question. Rule number 32. Cemeteries are bad places, especially in foggy conditions and on Halloween. Rule number 33. Try not to close your eyes, ever. If you must do so only briefly. If something was moved from its original location in the time it has taken you to blink, it is recommended that you do not blink again until you have dealt with said object. Fire is presumably the best method. Rule number 34. If you ever find an unmarked tape which contains the file extension of .avi, even if it's on your favorite kid show, do not, under any circumstances, watch that tape. Now, if the extension is .mts, that is a different matter altogether. Rule number 35. If you hear chanting, run until you are out of earshot. Rule number 36. If you are too old to play with dolls, you do not need to be anywhere near one of those creepy little fuckers. Rule number 37. Legends can offer valuable insight of where to not go camping with friends. Rule number 38. When babysitting, ascertain the family's tastes and preferences to avoid being killed by poorly selected statues. Rule number 39. Even if you are certain that running will not save you, it is always best to try. Rule number 40. If you go to buy a used video game, whether it's at a game shop or at a garage sale, never ever buy one with a weird-looking cartridge. This includes strange colors and ripped-off labels with titles written in marker. The latter tends to happen more often than not. For the daring, don't just buy said game to become famous. Your chances of becoming an internet celebrity because of it can only work if you know how to program. You should also be highly suspicious of games priced too cheaply or bootlegs. Rule number 41. If you decide to buy the used game anyways, rip that son of a bitch out of your console the moment it starts acting funny and take a hammer to it. Rule number 42. If you ever see a strangely new-looking doorway with a strange face on it, on a building you swore you didn't see at first, and that building happens to be an old chateau, get the fuck away from it. Rule number 43. It's probably best to refrain from searching on Google the phrase, huskies with grins. you'll just end up having to spread the word. Rule number 44. Never allow someone to take a picture of you with an outdated camera. If it's too late, your only bet is to gamble with death, or just trap him in a photo, which works too. Rule number 45. Don't play with dolls if they come with a needle or a defect, especially a defect. Rule number 46. Burn all Ouija boards, but be sure to have one of those car fresheners handy. The real reason why spirits get pissed off is because of that foul aroma it produces when burned. Rule number 47. Never confront animated puppets physically. Subdue them with spells or they'll come back with minions, or in a real physical body. Rule number 48. If you find yourself unable to escape, dancing may ward off the entity. Doing the hokey pokey is known to ward off curious monsters, but you might have to do the moonwalk to deal with the zombies. Rule number 49. If you're checking your computer for viruses and you go too deep into System 32, refrain from clicking on any .avi files. If you do not heed this warning, the creepy videos are on you, dude. Rule number 50. If you see old tapes containing the words happy or appy, pretend you never saw them, just get on with your life. It'll just end up invoking some whacked out, coked up director of an old children's show, and you'll wind up having to pull some thanks for the ride shit to be able to kill him. Rule number 51. If you buy a used camcorder and find the previous owner left one of their tapes inside, refrain from watching that tape no matter how tempting it may be. Rule number 52. Be careful when buying an old secondhand TV. Rule number 53. If you see a guy with both an incredibly large smile and black and white eyes, extricate yourself from the premises post-haste. Rule number 54. Don't go to a friend's house to bake cupcakes if they have random spurts of insanity. Rule number 55. Phone companies with low coverage are best avoided. Rule number 56. .exe files with strange names are not safe. Don't open them. Rule number 57. For the love of Neptune, turn off your faucet when you're done with it. Rule number 58. If you are told to not look behind you, it's better to do so, unless you're against a wall. Rule number 59. Also, do not listen to anybody who tells you to go to sleep. It's better to run away. Rule number 60. If you see a tall man with long tentacles, run. Rule number 61. Don't enter strange websites. Rule number 62. Don't enter strange places. Rule number 63. Not even strange videos either. Rule number 64. If a woman who covers her mouth asks you if she is beautiful, tell her she's average. It will prevent her from slicing your mouth off. Rule number 65. No good can ever come from owning a shiny Pokemon. Rule number 66. If you're an interim at a cartoon studio and you happen to be reviewing a new episode, make sure the episode is safe for work before viewing that shit. Rule number 67. Don't be so excited when being asked to look behind you, but don't take forever. No reason to keep certain death waiting. Rule number 68. Weird shit in Europe won't hurt you in the United States. Leave that to creeps, scarecrow, and the creepy dark. Rule number 69. Weird shit in the United States won't hurt you in Europe. Rule number 70. Should you break rule 54, there is always a chance of rescue. Rule number 71. If your brother is tired of noise or if your close friend has a brother like that, refrain from going into his basement unless you want to be tortured, raped, and killed, especially raped. Isn't that right, MCP? Rule number 72. If you buy a memory card and it has saved data in it, delete all the saves. Rule number 73. If you get a drawing of Sonic on a disc, and the only file on the disc is a .exe file called Sonic, don't play it. Destroy it, or a demonic being that looks like a Sonic plushie might kill you. If he chooses not to, he will scar you for life. Rule number 74. If you see what appears to be a 12-year-old kid with black shorts, a gray bloody shirt, red shades, dark gray skin, and a maniacal grin, do not, under any circumstances, piss him off. Rule number 75. Neighbors may have a dark side. If they do things that seem off, you should always act normal. Rule number 76. In addition to rule 77, if you hear foreign voices from your body, that means you've been body-jacked. Rule number 77. If you're an adult and notice that you are being stalked by a guy with a black suit, long arms, and no face, reach for the nearest child and throw him or her at him. Then run like hell. Rule number 78. If you are a child in that same situation, run like hell before said adult uses you to satisfy the aforementioned being's craving hunger. If you do not manage to escape before the adult snags you, try bargaining with the slender man that the adult has more delicious flesh. Rule number 79. The slender man feeds on paranoia. If you remember slender man only wants a hug, he won't go after you. But if slender man does stalk you, run. Rule number 80. If all else fails, give Slenderman $20, and he should leave you alone. Rule number 81. If you see someone crawling around, it's more likely to be something, and you don't want more information about it. Rule number 82. If you are a police officer, state trooper, FBI agent, or any person of authority, and you have 2 days left until retirement, if you happen to notice anything suspicious or potentially dangerous to your health, get the fuck out of there immediately. Rule number 83. If you are being chased by any creepypasta villain and feel that you are 100% out of options, attempt to run to wherever Stephen King is doing his next book signing. Your killer will be far too interested in trying to get an autograph to remember what they were doing there in the first place. If Stephen King is not in your general vicinity at the time, R.L. Stine is the next best option. Rule number 84. If you are a creepypasta reader and feel like things are getting a little too real, take a break. Rule number 85. If you find a magic stick that lets you draw living creatures, don't draw yourself. You may be surprised how pissed off your creations can get at you. Rule number 86. If you wake up in the middle of the woods after having fallen asleep listening to your own heartbeat, take notice that someone probably put you there, but don't call the police. Publish a book of it and get a movie deal. Rule number 87. If you're being offered an orange by a demon, either don't take it or follow the steps from Rule 89. Rule number 88. On the third day of the third month of every 33rd year, seal up all the openings to your house unless you want to be eaten by an evil mist. Rule number 89. If you notice that you're being stalked by a screaming child in a skull mask, don't always assume the kid's evil. Just be sure to save the bunch of crunch, should you have any. Rule number 90. When reminiscing about your favorite kid's show on a message board, take a moment to consider if the episode where all the characters screamed their lungs out was real or not. Also, take a moment to consider if the entire show was real or not. Rule number 91. When looking through mysterious blood-soaked pictures left in your mailbox, check to make sure you locked your doors and windows. Rule number 92. Remember, snowmen have feelings too. Rule number 93. Stitches is naked. Covering him with a towel will cause him to die. Do so. Rule number 94. If your friend disturbingly edits tapes, it's probably a good idea to never try to see him again. Rule number 95. If you keep finding broken glass in your home, check to see if the shards match the colors of the glass object that was broken. If they don't, run. Rule number 96. If Jeff the Killer shows up in your bedroom unarmed and invites you to follow him into his home, for God's sake, don't do it. Rule number 97. And to make an even 100, should you notice that your friend has suddenly developed a personality that's a mix between Heath Ledger's Joker and Beetlejuice, he or she is most likely inhabited. It would be best to keep clear of this person until they return to their normal, boring-as-fuck personality. Rule number 98. If you encounter a small creature that looks like a mutant four-armed baby with Jeff the Killer's face, don't listen to it, not even if it offers you gold. Rule number 99. If you are still using Windows XP and you use it every day with internet, sticking with it is a pretty stupid decision. End of support means more doors opening for viruses, and even more doors opening for crazy shit. Rule number 100. Stay far, far away from abandoned amusement parks. Rule 101. If your son starts talking about some sort of doll from any game, do not play that game. take the gaming system and play baseball with it. Rule number 102. If you do play the game and later hear any tapping at any place in your home, yell to your child to lock their door and jump from a window. It is wise to then light the house on fire and jump from the window with your spouse. Rule number 103. Be atheist or convert to any religion that isn't monotheism. So when a monster says, "I am God," or an insane man says, "God abandon us," you will laugh, since it's an overused cliche, instead of getting scared by your broken faith. Church always fails to save you from creepypasta, and the Bible is only as good as any other heavy object to throw, so there is no real benefit anyways. Rule number 104. Always think twice before doing something stupid or doing something you might regret. Rule number 105. If you come across a pro wrestling DVD you haven't heard of, it was likely never released for a reason. Rule number 106. If you are browsing the internet and a colorful pop-up says, "You win, you lose, or you die," appears, for God's sake, do not click on it. Rule number 107. If a magic 8-ball gives you anything but yes, no, or maybe, destroy it. Rule number 108. Do not go to any halfway house or mental institution you can get yourself into, in any city, in any country, unless your name happens to be Legion. Rule number 109. If you do end up in any halfway house or mental institution you can get yourself into, do not talk to the receptionist at the front desk. Instead, read a magazine, pamphlet, or any other source of reading material on one of the tables in the waiting area, unless your name is Legion. Rule number 110. If you do talk to said receptionist at the front desk of the hallway house or mental institution, do not ask for anyone whose name starts with the holder of, unless your name is Legion. Rule number 111. Do not collect all 538 objects. There is a reason why they must never come together, unless your name is Legion. Rule number 112. If you find a bag with dozens of tapes inside it, just leave it alone. It might be that some kid you punched in the face a while ago is now out to kill everyone. Rule number 113. There are some parts of YouTube you should not be involved in. Rule number 114. Don't kill anyone because you made a page on a website and an admin or someone deleted it. Just don't. You should probably go read a book or something. Rule number 115. If you buy used wireless headphones off of the internet, rip those bitches off your head as soon as you hear static and/or voices. Rule number 116. If you attempt to bypass a level in an extremely hard typing game, you might find yourself trying to kidnap children while wearing a chef hat. Rule number 117. In addition to rule 117, there was probably a reason why the level was so damn hard to begin with. Rule number 118. If you go camping in the woods and find a cabin, you should probably leave it alone. You've watched the movies. Rule number 119. Everyone's scared of something. If you're not scared of anything, well, then you're lying. Rule number 120. When playing Minecraft, do not set the render distance to tiny. Rule number 121. If you do set your render distance to tiny and you see a mob that looks like Steve in the distance, set render distance to full. Rule number 122. If said mob is still slighted, delete the game. Rule number 123. If said mob, known as Herobrine, is in every game, delete Minecraft. Rule number 124. If you are in your bedroom at night and you wake to see a feeble-looking gray humanoid at the end of your bed, do not hesitate to throw your covers over it and try to punch it to death. And maybe put that Bible that was mentioned earlier to good use. Rule number 125. If previously mentioned creature escapes one's grasp, it will stalk you and maul you. So if sighted again, run. Rule number 126. Monsters still bleed. If forced to fight one, don't think that all hope is lost, though. Rule number 127. Better safe than sorry. If you do kill whatever it is that attacked you, don't think that you're safe yet. Shoot or stab them in every vital organ you can think of and sever limbs. Burning the corpse and/or putting it through a meat grinder helps too. Rule number 128. If a banshee is screaming the living shit out of you, then that's the only sign that you're going to die a slow, baneful death. Rule number 129. If you have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Pokemon card that is a very ominous force, either burn the card or cut it to pieces with scissors. Abandoning it, like putting it in the trash, would simply be making you its next victim. Rule number 130. Demonic or spiritual forces can enter any object or person with ease, but can be kept out of an object by letting a priest or a group of priests do an exorcism, as long as you or any members of your family aren't the cause of it. Rule number 131. Seek a fortune teller if you happen to have a spiritual experience that will affect your future. Rule number 132. Rap Rat is not a song artist. In fact, just stay away from anything that concerns him. Rule number 133. Slender Man does not always kill out of hunger or boredom. If he's stalking you, ask yourself if your death would benefit humanity. If it will, then just throw in the towel because he's coming. Don't believe me? Go ask all those Nazi soldiers found impaled on the trees. Rule number 134. Hide and seek is an evil game. Rule number 135. Before you consider those horrible figments of your deranged imagination your friends, take a good look at their face. If they have yellow eyes or are impossibly deformed, take as many pills as your local psychiatrist is willing to give you. Rule number 136. If you suspect that an immortal, armless monster wants to put a foot through your stomach, run. Rule number 137. If your walls bleed phrases that make no sense, try reading them backwards. Rule number 138. If your walls start bleeding in the first place, it's best to burn the house to the ground. Rule number 139. If that one wall is miraculously unburned, get the fuck out of there as soon as possible. Rule number 140. Get in shape. The only thing that you can do to evade the majority of creepypasta villains is to run. Rule number 141. If you are a paraplegic, make like Happy Wheels and fashion some rockets. Rule number 142. If any kind of man or beast appears in your room in the middle of the night, then it's best to stab it and stab it and stab it. Rule number 143. If you have no other weapons, put that Bible I told you to keep next to your bed to good use. Rule number 144. The creepypastas that become famous cannot be forced. They just happen. If you are deliberately putting yourself in danger against powerful, extremely bloodthirsty beings so that you can write a nonprofit story to put up on a wiki webpage, it may be time to accept that you are a complete fucking asshole. Follow these simple rules and little or massive harm may befall you. Either way, the important thing is to make sure your tale is told, copied, and pasted repeatedly. This list of creepypasta rules comes from yours truly, the management.